As the choir is finding their seats, let me ask you to find the gospel. And as you do, I'm going to ask you to rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. We'll be reading John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, and then following 31b through 35. It's on page 101 in the New Testament in the Pew Bible, page 131 in the large print edition. I'm convinced this is a different church in the evening. There's shadows and things that are just not here on a Sunday morning. Hear these words. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of Jesus Christ for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I mentioned earlier, it seems silly for a pastor to try to add anything to Jesus' words, but maybe to add a little focus. As you may well know, we've talked about it in previous years, but the Maundy of Maundy Thursday is the same root word as mandate. And the point was, at the Last Supper, Jesus gave them a new commandment, a new mandate that they hadn't heard before. I'm sure all of us are familiar with the golden rule that says something like, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Well, Jesus raised the stakes. He said, not only do I want you to love each other as you would want to be loved, but I want you to love each other as I have loved you. Think about that. In your life, have you always treated yourself the way that you would want to be treated? If you're like me, the answer is probably not. Do you know of anyone else who loves you with the absolute love of Jesus Christ? And I don't think there is anybody. And so this new mandate, this Maundy of Thursday, was not only the Last Supper, but it was also a new commandment that the standard was higher for Christian people. That we are told to love each other inside the church and all of others whom we encounter with the same kind of love that Jesus loves us. Christ was showing his humility in washing the feet of his followers. And it got me thinking, and some of us in the Bible study have heard some of this. We talk about a distinction between volunteers and servants. If you volunteer at a job or if you volunteer in the church, that means that you have a commitment to the task. You want to do the task, but your schedule is paramount. You'll fit it in as you can. If you're a servant, you are committed to the ministry because it's important for you to do what the church is doing, what you are called to do. But if you take the next step and you become a disciple, you are committed to Jesus Christ. And then none of the other stuff matters. You go where Christ goes. You do what Christ would do. That is your new measure of success. Humility. Humility.